doors, more whores. That's right. That's going to be in the description of the show this morning, no doubt. Four doors, more whores. Oh, by the way, speaking of people who drive cars and people who love cars, Jay Leno, yeah. And he's got one of the most famous collections of cars anywhere in the world. He's a real petrol head. Loves collecting vintage cars, classic cars, any kind of cars. He's got a huge warehouse in Burbank. Yeah, Jay Leno, go, you collect a lot of cars. And this is what Jay Leno pitched up looking like for some red carpet event. Very, very concerning. Number 17, look at this. What the fuck happened there? I mean, that's, he says, all right, so Jay Leno says he fell down at the Hampton Inn. Hampton Inn is like it's a middle of the road, 3-star kind of hotel in America.
Ah, well, he obviously arrived with four doors in his car.
And had more whores. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a possible explanation, because that doesn't happen when you fall.
Well, when you're old, you bruise badly.
But come on, Ben. How bad? What, did someone pick him up and literally, like in a cartoon, smash him against the ground face first? I don't know how it's possible to bruise the entire side of your face.
Well, you would just fall and he would have had impact over the entire side. It's quite possible.
It looks really bad.
Look, when you get to his age, you're also going to fall and you'll also have an eye patch.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Thanks very much. All right. Very good. this British guy. You know, we really went very hard on Britain in the first hour this morning, but they do still have a great sense of humor there. And this guy called up one of these TV sex lines. I didn't even know there were still things like this on British TV. It's obviously one of those channels right down towards the end of the list. And they're like girls on the channel doing this, and they're wearing bikinis and stuff. And you phone them, and then you ask them to do things, and then they do them on TV for you. It's a thing. Some people, this is what they do for fun. So this guy calls in, and it's around this time of year, obviously, that he called in, because he has a question that has nothing to do with the sex line. I just love this. This is number 21. James, go for it.
Hello.
Hiya. Who's that?
My name's Taisa. What's your name?
It's Paul in Bolton.
Hello, darling. What would you like me to do, Paul?
I'm just wondering, actually. I'm just looking at you on the telly there. And I put all my Christmas decorations away for Christmas, and I've managed to tread on my lights. And I'm looking for some of those. You know, the ones that sparkle on and off in the background like them. Yeah. Do you know where you got them from?
Nelson. You know where
Milton. She's still on the left. She's still gyrating.
He's talking to her on the right.
Is it? We'll be able to find out where you got them, because they're spot on. They're exactly what I'm looking for. Okay.
So the girls are busy gyrating and carrying on. And he's like, yeah, I've tread on my Christmas lights. I wondered if the sparkly ones behind you could find out where you got them, because they're spot on. They are. I love it. That's just terrific. Isn't that great?
I love how helpful
she was.
She was
very helpful. She was like, well.
She looked off stage.
Milton.
She really wanted
Milton,
to get an
answer. Milton, where do we get the lights? While she's busy gyrating and grinding. Anyway, good for her. The older one gets, the harder one falls, says Sharon, when it comes to that Jay Leno
Sharon's
picture.
Sharon's backing me up there.
Yeah, well, listen, you got to be careful. After a certain age when you fall, it's tickets, huh?
Yeah.
You break your hip or something.
That's also why you should constantly lift weights, because then you do help the bone density a lot.
Oh, there we are. There's a health tip from Ben.
Yeah, so that's Sharon good. Or woman from earlier, get into deadlifts, squats.
Pat. Who could?
Pat, clap the gym. Get free weights, barbells. Take someone a spot with you.
Pat, clap the gym.
get in some deep squats. Yeah. Just move shit around. And then, and also, like, when you stop doing those kind of things, you lose the ability of your spatial awareness too. So do that. Keep doing that.
Sugar Shabalala says that Jay Leno is actually a secret Zama Zama. That's why he looks like that. Been beaten up by the security company on the mine. And Bitcoin Boots says he said he fell down a hill because he wanted to take a shortcut to a restaurant at this Hampton Inn or whatever it is. I don't know.
I mean, that's
people always assume the worst. Listen, if you have a black eye, I immediately went like this. If you walk into the office and you got a black eye, people are going to think there's domestic violence, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to think. Doesn't matter what actually happened. Because that's when, like, the HR person who we've also, you know, been very abusive of this morning, that's when they go, is there something you'd like to talk to us about? Can we get you a bit of counseling? You're like, no, actually, I fell.
Yeah, sure. That's what they all say.
Yeah. So how long have you and your husband been married? No, I fell. Is he a violent man?
Yeah. You're in a safe space.
It's very bad. James, you're in a safe space.
James, that thing's on the screen again. Fuck's sakes.
What is going on? There's a dreadful, there's a thing that pops up on the screen here.
So
to bring you in behind the
scenes. But you know, like, so we're now at that time of year, we end of year parties, and people fall because they get hammered.
Yeah.
So it's a very good thing you're bringing up here. So trying to get so hammered, and look where you are.
Okay, so we
can be aware of steps. Right,
this has actually turned into a useful kind of self-help part of the show. We've learned that if you want to increase your bone density so you don't fall hard like Jay Leno.
Load your body with weights.
And clap the gym, as Ben says. Yeah,
keep going.
Then also, the second bit of useful information, don't get hammered at the staff Christmas party.
Well, you kind of never to be going to get hammered, but just look at your surroundings. So don't try dance moves where there's steps involved.
An uncle of mine used to say, look, think, and anticipate.
Yes.
That's good, right?
You should actually, when you have your first shot at an office party, that should be the shirt that you get.
Look, think, anticipate. Four doors, more whores.
Exactly. Because if you fall in an office party and you get black eyes, you're going to wear that into the new year.
Yeah, and it's going to be bad at the Christmas with the family. It's going to be bad at the new year with your friends. It's not good. It's not
didn't
a good
go the
look.
Way I wanted, but I was still happy that I went all the five rounds. So,
fuck.
And that's that is how you'll look. So if you've had a rough year, play that again.
Didn't go the way I wanted, but I was still happy that I went all the five rounds. So, didn't go the way I wanted, but I was still happy that I went all the five rounds.
I've got so much respect for combat athletes and people who get like that, but. It's not a good look on a woman.
It didn't go the way I wanted.
It's not a good look on a woman like that here.
That's a terrible. That's bad.
Because I know she's.
She didn't fall.
Look, I know she's a boxer, but to see a woman that battered.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's just never going to sit well with me.
Mm-mm. Didn't go the way I wanted.
But fuck.
You're telling me. Sure, that's so rough, hey?
Cliff, I've got to go in like 2 minutes.
All right.
I'm running a bit of a tight schedule because I'm going to the airport.
Okay. I got plenty to keep us busy.
I just thought I'd bring it up.
The next bit. All right. So we're going to do this stupid, not so amazing race thing. I'm telling you, Ben's life is not that exciting.
Your attitude, Gareth, determines your altitude in life. And right now,
we're going to follow Ben around on his drive to Athol. Is this really what we want to do? And by the way, Athol is a suburb in Johannesburg that actually was named by a person with a lisp who didn't like the people who lived there. So when anyone says to you, I live in Athol, say to them, yeah, you know where that name comes from.
I don't like those people. I'm going to call it Athol.
And he was in charge of the city council at the time.
Fair.
Chris from Athol. All right, very good. All right, Ben, go on your way.
Okay.
Have a happy day. Have a happy weekend.
It's going to be.
But before you go, here's a picture of Helen Ziller in drag. Have a look. Where is it? This is... Jesus Christ.
Absolutely did not need to see that. And also, why are there crumbs on this couch?
Are there crumbs? Have people been eating here? Is that Sandile and you on the bounce? Yeah. All right, so there's Helen Ziller. Okay, I don't know. I mean, I know the DA is super woke, okay? And this is one thing that really puts me off them. They're super, super woke, and the DA will do anything to please the far left of their party. Helen Ziller went on apparently we have some show in South Africa, some TV show on one of the channels that they do drag. Like it's obviously they're trying to do what RuPaul did in America. And Helen Ziller went on. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well done to her. That's brave. That's exciting. She said, oh, I didn't. I was very proud of being myself on the show or whatever. I think that's totally unnecessary. And frankly, it's humiliating that she had to be on that show. It's really, really stupid. I'm not a fan. Okay. So if you were wondering who to vote for in the next election, not that party. Those are not serious people. I like Helen Ziller. I think she's done an enormous amount for this country. She's a brave woman. She stands up for herself. She believes in free speech. She's said what she really has on her mind. It gets a lot of people very, very angry. She didn't need to do that. Just for whatever it's worth. Frankly, if number 11, guys, if this woman had a political party, I'd vote for her, because she stands up for what she believes in, and she's not hiding the ball or her balls. She is out there and she's proud of herself. They call her Gorlock the Destroyer. That's not her real name. Can't hear, guys. Cheers, Ben. Can't hear. There's no audio? Oh, because when they go to her and she starts talking, it goes, Gija, Gunja, Tiwaki, Chewbacca. Ho, 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 ho. Ha, 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 ha. And then she got the nickname Gorlock the Destroyer. I actually looked it up. She's quite famous. She's actually a very big deal. And she lives in Arizona somewhere. And she's quite a well-known social media person now. So from everybody, let me just look up her actual name here, because this is quite interesting. This is a bit of a biography. Obviously a trans woman. And they call her Gorlock, but Ali C. Lopez is apparently a real name. Popular TikToker and blogger who has the alias Gorlock the Destroyer on the internet. The content creator's popularity skyrocketed earlier this year. This is obviously last year, after she appeared as a guest on the 69th episode of the Whatever podcast titled Gorlock the Destroyer. So there we go. And why I say that I appreciate Gorlock the Destroyer is because this person walks around, appears on podcasts, is willing to be made fun of, and doesn't take any of it terribly seriously by the looks of things. Hide like a rhino, because no matter what you say, doesn't seem to have a problem with it. So there we are, Gorlock the Destroyer. He looks like he was fixing one of his engines. This is not Gorlock the Destroyer. This is Jay Leno from Zach Lesupi. And his wife brought a suit and reminded him to attend the show. It might be Gorlock the Destroyer that Zach's talking about there. No shit, she's a big deal. I wouldn't fuck with her. Ooh, that's terrible. Carl, very, very mean. Very mean in the comments section today. This show needs a new producer like a fish needs water. Isn't it drag if it's a man who dresses like a woman? That is a good point. So, yeah, going back to the Helen Ziller, I mean, maybe they just couldn't find anyone else who would do it. It's interesting. Show Helen again, just so that people can lose their breakfast. There we go. Great, huh? I mean, it would be funny if she... there's Gorlock. Who do you choose? If you had to at gunpoint, right? You got Gorlock or Helen? Helen or Gorlock? Gorlock or Helen? Helen or Gorlock? Which are you going with? Okay, Flex, who are you choosing? Come on, choose, Flex. You have to. It's at gunpoint. You have to choose. Go on. He says the streets will kill him. Go. Who is it? You have to choose. Oh, he's really, this is the most difficult decision he's ever had to make in his life. Go on, you got to choose. I'm ready to die. He says, I'm ready to take the bullet. James, you got to choose. Who are you going to choose? Helen or Gorlock? Come on, James. Yeah. It's Helen and drag or Gorlock. Okay, come on. All right, I've got a better one for you. So here's a family, number three. These are all girls at different ages, ladies at different ages, women of different ages. They hold up their year of birth, and you can see there's a progress. Now, I'll give you a third option, Flex and James, is the woman at the end of this clip. All right, so the first one is obviously she's too young, and then progressively they get older. And I'll allow you special dispensation this morning to have Gorlock, Helen in drag, or the woman at the end of this clip. Are you ready? Here we go. Oh my God, did you hear a voice? Just listen. Okay, close your eyes now. We're going to play it again. Close your eyes and listen. You can hear the voices get progressively worse as well. The first girl born in 2011, she's still a young lady. And then the woman at the end. So take a look. Listen, listen. With
ye meri barti are. Ye meri janam tarikh hai. Ye meri janam tarikh hai.
Mere janam tarikh hai. Meri dada took your daddy go.
That's got to be my favorite new clip on the internet. All right, so who's it going to be, boys? Come on. Now you got to choose. So, James, you haven't chosen yet. Flex, you said you'd rather take death, but you got to choose. Who's it going to be? You taking Helen and drag. Okay, so James is taking Helen and drag. Okay, and who are you taking then, Flex? Helen. Okay, Helen wins both. Well done. Well done to Helen. That's great. Jesus. Whoa. Well, it can't be Gorlock. You know, I mean, it can't be Gorlock. So, and I'm not going to go with because who knows what's under that hijab. I will say it's got to be Helen and drag as well. Much to my consternation. Not a fan, but there we are. All right. here's a vegan. Some people really don't know where the food comes from. Okay. So and this is because obviously supermarkets and shops have made it possible for people in cities to never actually realize how their food is made or what it's made of. And you hear this a lot. People are like, oh, no, I don't like people hurting animals. But then they buy, a pack of steaks, for example, or chicken. And they think that somehow there's no connection between the chicken and the packet and the actual nkuku that runs around going, they don't connect the two. Now, this is an idiot vegan. So it's a new layer of. It's layer of stupid upon layer of stupid. This idiot vegan thinks, well, I'll let it because I really don't want to get the pronouns wrong on this. Here's the vegan, number 14.
It's vegan because it's strawberry milk and not like cow milk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, did you hear that? It's strawberry milk, so it's vegan because it doesn't have cow milk in it. And then you saw the guy with the missing front tooth going. That's how some people think. Now, that person recorded that clip. They didn't think there was anything amiss. There's nothing wrong with it. Made perfect sense to the person who recorded that vegan, in dungarees or whatever. On to the comments section on all of this stuff. Let's just see here. Fuck this show. Okay, so not fuck this show from V-Roast, but it's not a tough choice. Helen every day. That Gorlock makes me ill, says Carl. Sugar Shabalala. says he would go for Helen as well. Godzilla says Cat. Helen Godzilla. Yeah, lots of people choosing Helen if you had to, right? I suppose it's not even a tough choice in this particular situation. James, I think you mean, Bitcoin Boot, will follow Flex because only one of them has a ball. You guys are very mean to my producers, huh? It's really unnecessary. Save it for when they screw up terribly. That's not fair, Gareth. You can't show Helen Zilla twice. Let's show her again. I love how James and Flex are so inept that Gareth has to do paint by numbers, calling out numbers so that James knows what to put up. I actually gave him a list with numbers on it this morning so that we wouldn't screw this up, all right? But it works. This is our system going forward. I think this is enough, Gareth Cliff Show this morning, says Matthew. You've had enough? But wait, there's more. This is like very marked, my friend. We have so much more. Four doors, more horse. All right, is Ben on the line? Let's see whether James's idea pans out here. Where are you, Ben? What are you doing?
I've been sitting here the last fucking 10 minutes listening to you talk about trannies.
What are you doing?
I'm driving. As you can see, I've only got two doors.
Very embarrassing. But where are you?
Just pulled into where the Thrupp Center is.
Oh, that's a good shop.
Yeah, they've really upgraded the fancy, Gareth. You now get a Woolworths in there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
you know, I think all those loyal Jews will still go to Thrupp's, though.
Yes,
know,
of course.
A sort of hard
That's
bargain.
A good shop. I would go there if it were my local. I'd go there too.
You know, this whole Thrupp's thing here has been around for forever and ever, and these old yenters still go in there, and they've got accounts in books.
Oh yeah,
as in like there's books. And they're writing the pens what they have.
Yes.
And then they settle their accounts at the end of the month.
Like me with my list for James. I write it in pen.
The physical guy and writes it on there. Yeah. It's hilarious.
I have to write James's list.
So there's the Wanderers golf course.
Oh, very
it's
nice.
Like a 5 out of 10 course. But all the Mafushas are on this road here, Rudd Road. So if you drive this road at night, you'll see all the whores. So that's why you need the four doors.
Four doors. See, I've written James's list at the top so that we know what it is. Ben is breaking the law. How are you breaking the law?
I'm not meant to be on a phone as I'm driving. I'm just holding okay. You looking at me.
Well, very,
I'm
very.
Free.
There's some strict people here in the comments section. Who wants to be with a woman who had balls or has balls? No way, says Vincent. Still thinking about Gorlock there, Vincent. We've moved on, but okay. And do you think they would have strawberry milk at Thrupp's, Ben? Good question from someone in the comment section.
Absolutely, yeah. You'll get the shitty, scary, stumpy kind, and you'll get like the much better kind too.
Very, very
good. I'm not driving in. I'm driving into my parking, so it might get a bit dark.
What are you running home for? Because you're flying to Cape Town, aren't you?
Yeah, so I didn't obviously want to go to the studio with all my big bags because I'm playing golf this weekend, so I'm taking my massive golf bag. That looks a bit weird.
Is that
so
a real...
I need to get here.
Is that a real pain in the ass to have your golf bag? And do you check it in for, like, how do you
massive
carry...
Massive fucking pain in the ass, but yeah.
What do you do?
It's a massive pain in the ass, and then you got to pay extra money for it. So I thought I'd be really smart and I had a set of golf clubs in Cape Town. Like, be full fancy. But yeah. they're not as good as my Jobo clubs. So I'm playing a really important social match tomorrow. So I'm taking the A team down, so to speak, club wise. And that's why I need to now have extra clubs.
James, are you enjoying this? Do you think this is tremendously entertaining for people to watch Ben walking in the basement?
I'm now going into my front door.
It's very exciting.
Should we take the stairs or the lift? It's like choose your own adventure.
All right. Let's vote, everybody, in the comment section. Should Ben use the stairs or the lift? This is like those books that they used to turn to page 43 if you choose lift.
To see what happens.
People are saying stairs, whoa. Ben.
Oh, fucking boring. Cancel. No, I'm taking the lift because it's better for town.
All right. No, everyone, Matthew, Mapello, Signet, they're all saying stairs. Roxanne says, always take the stairs. These are obviously fitness fanatics. Kat says, stairs on one leg. Ben, Congo Chris says, Ben, climb up the outside of your building like Spider-Man.
Okay. No. All right. Yeah, so I got all these old school lifts. Look at this.
Oh, wow. Look at that. So exciting.
I'm going to push it. And now here we are on the top floor.
Oh, okay.
I live on the top floor. There's only three. So it's not as grand as it sounds.
All right. Let's go.
Very uninspiring brickwork.
No, not
too bad. Anyway, I can re-describe this. And now you get to see where I live. I live in a one-bedroom apartment. You're going to see cats. Do cats.
What happens to the cats when you're in Cape Town?
Someone comes and looks after them.
Okay.
Like Big Luna over here. So this is Big Chun. I inherited her. Another story.
Okay.
Luna.
Ben keeps
scratching the leather.
He keeps inheriting cats that he didn't buy and that he didn't ask for.
Cats like me. Yeah. So there's me going up the stairs. I need to check on something on the roof quickly.
All right.
So yeah, someone comes and just sits here. Because cats need to be sad so they can judge people. So you can't just have someone come feed them. They've actually got to stay here.
Is there like a number you phone and then a cat lady gets dispensed out of a van?
No, it's something that glamorous. It's just someone that's, someone who used to work, like my ex-domestic helper. But then I've got two of those. So one does the domestic helping, the other one looks after the cats from time to time. That's pretty much the job.
So it's not a cat woman. You don't sort of, you know, go onto a website and then they give you various cat ladies with like matted hair and their makeup all kind of smudged. And
no, I mean,
I am a cat lady. I'm here to look. There we go. That's what we're looking for.
Yes, Helen. I'm sure it's possible.
All right. Well, Ben, if you had to choose between these three cat ladies, which would you choose? A, this one. There we are, Gorlock. B, this one. Helen. All right. And C, play him the video.
Hoping for a lot of C here.
All right. So number C is the last woman in this clip. All right.
ये मेरी बर्थी अरे ये मेरी जन्म तारीख है ये मेरी जन्म तारीख है मेरे जन्म तारीख है बेगाले जोगी जाने को
Wow, that was phenomenal.
Who's it gonna be?
Obviously the last one.
Yeah.
Obviously the last one.
Beautiful.
So, guys, I just need to pull the screen up so I can get my Uber. I'm still listening. All right. I'm still
don't worry. You know what? This has been fun, but it's enough. Thank you, Ben. Leave the poor man alone. He's rushing to catch a plane. He's got to get an Uber. No one needs to see this. This is everyone's life. No reality show should ever be made called The Amazing Race. It's a terrible idea. I would never have commissioned such a show. Oh, you're telling me there was such a show? Oh. It's embarrassing. By the way, it's only five Wednesdays until Christmas, hey? You know that. And it's Black Friday coming up. When is Black Friday? Is it next week? Next Friday is Black Friday. Okay, so that's where people go crazy. They spend all their money. Then pretty much after that, it's only 4 weeks, right? No. That's frightening. So five Wednesdays. Why did you choose Wednesdays as the arbitrary day there, Ben? I mean, James? Christmas is on a Wednesday. Very good. All right. So what should we do about this? Is there stuff we need to know? We need to prepare? We're going to be changing. Remember, James, no one can hear you. So I have to repeat everything you say. This is terrific. We're changing the studio for Christmas. 5 days, five Wednesdays to Christmas. And they're going to do a whole... Oh, there we go. We got a Christmas tree coming in. Wow, that is a common Christmas tree. That looks like it should be in a cheap strip mall on the East Rand. Whew, you chose that out of all the Christmas trees? That's the one that you wanted? All right, everybody. Well, give us an idea of whether you like our Christmas tree or not. Maybe I'm being very unfair. The producers tried to make a fake Christmas tree for the set, and I don't like it, but maybe I'm the only one. Sheen and Temu are going to bend backwards under the pressure in the next 4 weeks. Oh yeah. I think that's definitely where people are going. And Take a Lot as well, you know, lots of online shopping. Look out for those scammers, as I said earlier. Why nothing for Kwanzaa? This show is racist, says Congo Chris. No, don't worry. We actually have a plan for Kwanzaa. In fact, Flex is going to be celebrating Kwanzaa. He's going to be doing a special Kwanzaa ceremony for us. And that's happening. I think it's the week before Christmas is Kwanzaa. Right. So Flex is going to be doing that. That's very, very exciting. So what are we going to do in the studio? We'll slaughter, yes, a beast. What beast will we slaughter in the studio? Do you chicken, goat, sheep? How much of a sacrifice are we making here?
A jaguar.
Very good idea. What an excellent plan. And not the car. Four doors, more whores. On Black Friday, says Mapelo, I need a power bank and a new Philips grooming kit. I think you've misunderstood, Mapelo. Black Friday is not where you ask me. I'm not Father fucking Christmas. Where you ask me for things and then I deliver them to you. I know that, you know, you've won some competitions on the show in the past and you've deserved that. But it is not my job to get you a Philips grooming kit or a power bank. I'm not your daddy. Barely Vocal Media says, tell me when you will be mine. Tell me Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa. That's the song for Kwanzaa. Quite right. Very well put. No Christmas or lights in Libya. So we as foreigners just do a little lunch, says Donna, who's got the most depressing Christmas ever on the way this year. Very exciting, Donna. We've ordered a Christmas tree for work, says Hugh. 6,000 pounds and 20 foot tall. More money than sense. What company do you work for? Government? Waste that kind of money. Unbelievable. Temu, lol. Listen, you guys mustn't knock Temu, hey? I've bought a lot of stuff on Temu. When I discovered them, I think it's thanks to Simpiwe that I discovered them. I found all kinds of stuff. For Christmas presents, you can't do better. Buy a whole lot of shit for people. People like a whole lot of shit. So you buy them that stuff. Is the Gareth Cliff show going to go on throughout December? Yes, Judas, good question. And I'm happy to report we will be doing shows right up to Christmas. Now, I'm just going to look at the calendar quickly because I don't trust James and Flex. And it appears that we have shows right up to the 20th, which is a Friday. So Friday, the 20th of December will be our last show. Then we will take 2 weeks off there. So we're not doing shows on the 23rd, 25th, or 27th. Okay. And then we'll start again on the 6th. James, is that right? Okay, now you know the schedule. So thank you for that question, Judas. I'm happy to answer it immediately. If you have any complaints, please put them on a cuneiform tablet and send them to the complaints department. They'll be happy to hear from you. The different grades of copper that we're selling at the moment are not all available at once. Gareth, I pay for my own shit except for a trip to Cape Town, says Mapelo. No, we paid for that for you, us and Tourvest. Donna says, it won't be depressing in Libya for Christmas because we're on school hours day and we'll be taming a trip to see. I think she's drunk. Let's just nice in Libya this morning. We'll be taming a trip. Okay, so got some more stuff to show you here. This is lots of fun. In fact, this is a video of Donna, number 20, James. Donna giving instructions about what she wants done for Christmas. Are you ready? Take it away.
If 2 days pass during which I have not asked for a Manhattan, a glass of Chardonnay, or chocolate, go ahead and pull the plug.
That's Donna's plan for the festive season. And then I did love this. Do you want to hate some millennials this morning? Do you feel like you need to hate a millennial? I mean, they come in for quite a beating on this show, but let's just hate them some more. So this is great. Number 25, it's a clip from some TV show or whatever. And after watching it, I was so furious that I wanted to take up boxing just so that I could get rid of the pent up anger and frustration from just this clip. So I thought, well, why not make you upset as well? So here they are, millennials making us unhappy, the thing they're best at.
Mr. Marquez, I'm sorry to interrupt class, but it's actually super triggering for me to be reading a book about a disease right now with everything I'm going through.
Because of everything you're going through? What are you going through, Kayla?
The rest of the class sort of already knows about this, but recently I was successfully diagnosed with something called...
You're doing great, Kayla.
It's okay.
Be present with your illness, okay?
Asymptomatic Tourette's. Jesus.
What?
So what Tourette's syndrome is...
No, I know what Tourette's syndrome
is. Look at the unibrow girl.
Okay, so it sounds like you're halfway there and you're taking an opportunity to be educated, which is honorable.
Thank you.
So asymptomatic Tourette's, right? It's like Tourette's syndrome with the tics and like the hardship, right? But without any symptoms. So in its way, AT is harder because...
What is AT? Oh, asymptomatic Tourette's. Okay.
It is harder because people have like actually no idea the battle that people like Kayla are fighting inside every day.
It's a silent killer.
And someone actually diagnosed you?
It's disrespectful to ask that. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You can't blame people for making really huge mistakes when they haven't learned the etiquette. It's only self-diagnosable.
I see.
You know, there's so much to take from that. In our office here, we have a lot of millennials, and they do complain like this. Just yesterday, Michaela said, oh, I've only been suffering for 24 years. Do you remember this, guys? Were you in the office when this happened? And I'm going to say to these lovely people on this clip, including the unibrow girl in that, that's a great set of eyebrows for a woman. I'm going to say to her and to Kayla, the one with the asymptomatic Tourette syndrome, and the rest of the class who said, you're doing great, Kayla, and like we're supporting her while she was talking about a non-existent disease. Millennials, I want to put them all on a plane. This is something I'll pay for. You talk about not being Father Christmas. I'll be Father Christmas. If you have a complaining millennial, let's charter a flight to Kandahar in Afghanistan. And we put all these people on the flight to Afghanistan, and they get to spend a no expenses paid month and a half in the rocks and sand and heat during the day and freezing temperatures at night of Kandahar in Afghanistan. And then we'll see how we manage with our asymptomatic Tourette's after that. Because I don't think it'll be your biggest problem anymore. Just saying. I mean, that clip made me furious. And of course, the producers think it's hilarious because they actually, those are girls like the ones that they date in that clip. Yeah. James is looking for a girl who looks just like that one who, with the unibrow, who corrected the teacher 10 times. Can you imagine being that teacher? And I think this actually happens in class now. This actually happens to teachers. Why would anyone want to be a teacher? I'm not a millennial, Raven. Don't you dare. I was born just before the cutoff. I'm not a millennial. I will not take that. Hugh says, yes, shocking. And the advert doesn't even have a car in it. Someone's just woken up to the first hour of the show this morning. Well done, Hugh. That is true. These are Gen Z, not millennials. Are they? I think they're millennials, guys. You know what we need to do? We need to see an age range of, like, let's say five different women holding up their birth dates. And then we can work out, like, the different generations. All right? So let's see. If only we had a video like that. All right, very, very good. Tanya Langford says, I think lots will chip in towards that flight you want to book for them. Send them far, far away. Hey, listen. I don't know what else would sort millennials out, but I'm pretty much, I'm pretty sure that would sort a lot of the problems out. Maybe not the asymptomatic Tourette's, which you self-diagnose, by the way. These are real problems some people have. All right, couple of last-minute things, because I do want to get through these. James sent me a clip of Mr. Beast talking to Cristiano Ronaldo. It seems Cristiano Ronaldo is not just the best at soccer, he's also better than Mr. Beast at YouTube, which is great, because now Mr. Beast has nothing.
Honestly, I thought you were going to do like 20, 30 million in the first month. When you did 60, I was like, oh my gosh, like the most ever gained in a month before you was 20 million. And that was us. And so 60 is like, that was insane.
How long do you take to reach 60 million?
Probably 13 years.
13 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it took me.
Like, you think I'm going to beat you?
I love it. He's so unhappy. But he's trying to not show that he's so unhappy. Cristiano Ronaldo, who can, by the way, he could kick a soccer ball onto a plane that's flying right over the soccer field, and it would land and stay in a position on top of the plane. That's how talented a footballer this guy is. He's also good looking. He's still got most of his life ahead of him. He's just a winner. And then he goes to YouTube, and he just wins at that as well. It's phenomenal. And then Mr. Beast is like, it took us 13 years. And Cristiano Ronaldo is like, you think I'm going to beat you? Yep. Thank God. Merit's coming back to the world. I'm so happy about this. Michael says, I'm looking jacked. Nice peaty pants. All that gym work is paying off. Michael, you need less of this show and more of Pornhub. All right. Biden. Joe Biden was in the Amazon, apparently. Who knows? And guess what he's talking about? I mean, he doesn't know. He doesn't even know where he is. I think they just dropped him off over there, and he's wandering around, and he thought he had to say something. But here he is talking about something very few people in the world still care about, climate change, but here it is.
The Amazon is the lungs of the world. But in my view, our forests and national wonders are the heart and soul of the world. They unite us. They inspire us.
They unite us.
They make us proud of our countries and heritage. A bridge to the past and to our future. A birthright we pass down from generation to generation.
That's enough. That looks like a scene from the new Jurassic Park, and it doesn't look good. Beep, 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 beep. You'd kind of expect some stegosaurus to walk around the background behind him. I was there when the dinosaurs were on Earth. Poor old Joe Biden. Let the man retire. Let him take early retirement. It's not like he's doing anything in the White House anyway. They're sending him off to the jungle. When have you ever seen a president go to the jungle? Look at this poor man. He doesn't know where he is. Look, he's going to wander off into the forest.
I'm just going to go out and see if I can find a dinosaur.
I mean, he's probably going for a piss, right? Then some other dude walks out in front of him. It's just, I feel so sorry for him. And that whole outfit, it's like he thinks he's on safari. Twitter is the best news source in the world. This is a clip from, of all places, CNN. CNN, the most trusted name in news. Do you remember when James Earl Jones used to say that to us? James Earl Jones used to do the voiceover. This is CNN. Well, CNN have had to admit that Twitter is better at CNNing than they are. I think it's great. It shows you the way the world's changing. Nature is healing. Number 8.
Back in 2022, 65% of those who regularly use Twitter/X for news were Democrats. Just 31% were Republicans. Look at where we are today. Just a completely different picture. Now it's basically split between Democrats at 48%, Republicans at 47%. And what I should note, Mr. Berman, is this new overall makeup matches the overall electorate far better. And more
James,
than that,
play the
more than that,
check
John,
after this when
look
I say
at where
CNN.
Mr. Musk's net worth is today versus where it was just 2 months ago. He is the richest man in the world by far. 2 months ago, look at this. His net worth was $252 billion.
Not
look
straight
at
away.
Where we are today,
come in.
$314 billion.
That's quite amazing. $314 billion is what Elon's worth now. So poor old CNN forced to say how much better Twitter is at their job than they are. In fact, this is the new CEO of CNN talking about how the year has been for them so far.
Didn't go the way I wanted, but I was still happy that I went all the five rounds. So didn't go the way I wanted, but I was still happy that I went all the five rounds. So didn't go the way I wanted.
All right, stop, stop, stop. That's shame. That's not the CEO of CNN. Anyway, I'm not sure why you need to underline numbers that are in font size 300. I love these guys on TV. That wherever the screen is, they have to circle things and underline it because, of course, we can't read. And we wouldn't know where to look if they didn't draw the line. This is, guys, among a huge variety of things that you've got wrong. The screen with the guy shouting and circling things and underlining things is totally unnecessary. It's a bit sad. All right, one last thing I want to show you, and then we're going to wrap it up for today. This is quite cool. This is my favorite thing is when people make up fake names that are actually rude and then they send them in to like a news show or a call-in program or somewhere where people have to read off names. And, you know, Peloton is this big thing they do in America. People get on the bikes and they race each other and then they have a leaderboard and they have to announce who's at the top of the leaderboard. So some people having a lot of fun with this, sending in fake names, which sound rude, to the Peloton people. And these are some of the best ones you're going to hear today. So listen carefully because you don't want to miss any of these. I might have to repeat one or two of them afterwards. But take a look at the Peloton leaderboards. And let's see if we can do this today with government departments. Call them up and say, hi, my name is one of these.
Hugh Janus. I'm on to you.
Buster Cherry, happy birthday. Great to see you.
Dixie Enormous.
So I will say the name, Craven Moorhead.
So Vandercox.
Shout out to Mike Hunt, happy birthday.
Drew Peacock.
Eaton Beaver.
Eileen Ulick, I see you.
Jack Mayhoffer, happy
birthday. Excuse Drew Peebles.
Mike Hockener. Mike Hockener, happy birthday.
Phil McCrevis, 20.
Oliver Closehoff.
Phil McCracken, happy Dixie Rec. And Hugh Janus, tapping at my leaderboard.
Colonel Angus.
Sleepy Joe. Yo, I didn't mean to say that.
Genitalia, happy 1,000. You totally got me with that name.
Sofonda Cox, happy birthday to you.
Lou Skunt.
Okay, I tried to write down as many as I could. I love this. Hugh Janus, obviously that's a good one, old one. Dick Sinormous. That's lovely. Craven Head is also good. Eaton Beaver, that's a great one. Jack Mayhoffer, so if you say Jack Mayhoffer, right? Mike Hockener. My Cockener. Dix Erect is a good one. Genitalia. That's lovely. this is obviously an African-American one. Sofonda Cox. Sofonda Cox. And the best one, Lou, S-C-U-N-T. Lou Skunt. Just fantastic. And of course, these guys, some of them realize it, some of them don't. Have a nice day, everybody, and have a good weekend and behave yourself. And for God's sake, don't upload yourself to the internet because I've had so much fun just mocking people today, and I will mock you if you do it. Just stay off. There's enough content. You don't need to add to it. You'll be all right, says Mike Hunt. Enjoy your weekend. Ciao.